An attorney in government and private practice, Jay Johnson said he could not refuse this opportunity to serve once again.
I am a New Yorker, and I was present in Manhattan on 9/11, which happens to be my birthday, when that bright and beautiful day was a day something like this was shattered by the largest terrorist attack on our homeland in history. I wandered the streets of New York that day and wondered and asked, what can I do? Since then, I have tried to devote myself to answering that question.
Johnson served as general counsel of the Air Force during the Clinton years. Then, in private life, he became a prominent Democratic fundraiser up through the Obama campaign, before returning to the Defense Department as its top lawyer during the president's first term. As general counsel, he helped shape many of the administration's counterterrorism strategies, most notably its controversial use of drone strikes in countries like Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. He also co-authored the Pentagon's report on gays serving openly in the military that ushered in the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy in 2010. Shortly before leaving government in December 2012, Johnson spoke of the need to fight terrorism without being on a perpetual wartime footing.
I do believe that on the present course, there will come a tipping point. A tipping point at which so many of the leaders and operatives of Al-Qaeda and its affiliates have been killed or captured, and the group is no longer able to attempt or launch a strategic attack against the United States.
If confirmed by the Senate, Johnson will succeed Janet Napolitano. She stepped down in September to lead the University of California system. Like his predecessors, Johnson will have his work cut out for him, taking the helm of a sprawling department, home to 22 agencies, and still grappling with growing pains more than a decade after it was created. To tell us